This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're on or not really? Kind of on?
We're on
or we're half on?
On what?
What are you on?
We're half off.
Half on? Half off.
Like a sale.
It's Chaz and AJ Week in Review Facebook Live podcast thingy, all simultaneously.
Yes.
You know, send your comments in and Phil's monitoring the screen here. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there. Comedian Dave Riley sitting in. And Megan is behind the camera and she has a new strategy now for me not to show her on camera.
She's topless.
She wore, you know.
That would inspire. That would inspire him too.
That's right. We wouldn't even be looking at us right now.
Really.
That is true. She wore a sister station radio shirt.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It happens. Gotta work somewhere.
But
it happens.
You gotta work somewhere.
How does that piss Pam off? So Megan said that she was wearing the shirt because she went to the Beardsley Zoo to pet the tiger cubs.
Oh, there comes the rage.
Oh. All I have been wanting to do since the tiger cubs were born was go and snuggle with the tiger cubs. I've been talking about it on air. I've been putting it on Facebook. The guy who works
for the
Beardsley.
Have you ever called JT?
No. But I posted on his Facebook and this other guy, Greg, that also works there. So I've been dying to snuggle with the tiger cubs, but they also had a red panda there. They now have these wolf pups. Every time there's a baby animal, they know that I love baby animals. But does anybody ever say, oh, come on down? No.
Maybe they're waiting till they're full grown to have you snuggle with them.
Hold this piece of
snake. I think they're too old to snuggle with now.
I was going
to
say.
No, they're never too old to snuggle with.
No. When they're 3 or 4 years old and fully grown, go for it.
So now all of a sudden she just waltzes in here like it's no big deal that she got to go to the Beardsley Zoo and snuggle with them.
I'm guessing someone from the other morning show actually picked up a phone and called them.
Hi, JT.
Maybe. You know,
faces.
Phil, they are so
faces.
Cute.
Phil's showing
all
pictures of the little baby tiger.
All I want to do is do two things. One, I want to grab their face and I just want to, like, I want to smother my face into their face.
Do you want to smell their breath?
I want to smell,
they're
like, their head.
Species, right.
I want to smell their head.
A little cute.
she wants to kiss them when it's a
smell
Brady.
Their heady, sweaty head.
I kind of want to bite them a little bit.
She wants to kiss them like Tom Brady kisses his son.
I do. I want to lie down and say, what are you going to do for me?
Lay down shirtless and have them kiss her for 3 minutes.
That's all I want.
I'm curious, why wouldn't the Beardsley Zoo call you back on that one?
Why?
Yeah.
I just want to bite them.
I do. I want to put my face
in like, you know how, like, a mama bear and, like, any kind of mom animal, they kind of, in order to teach the cubs or, you know, their babies how to act, they kind of pick them up by the tuft right there.
You want to do that?
Unless you go in the cage and suckle on the mother.
Wait. You just gave the answer right there.
I just want to do that so bad.
Mama bear teaching the kids how to act. They don't want these tiger cubs showing up late, acting like a squirrel on cocaine. Yeah. Eating food every 5 seconds.
What do you mean talking about coming in late?
So Chris has commented that she wants to Tom Brady kiss a baby tiger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Christian, who went to see the tiger, says, they told us that they bite, like really bite. So you can't get your face
in
their face.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them biting me. I'm sure
the Beardsley Zoo's okay with a headline, radio personality gets face bitten off.
Right.
Yeah, that would work good.
They call you Nola
How hard
Pam.
Could it be? I mean, really, how hard? What about the wolf pups?
It's not a kitten.
No.
I mean, they're still kind of little. I mean, I got it.
Yeah, they're on a meat diet, Pam.
Well, there's a lot of meat here, so.
All right.
I don't mind it.
You said
put your request in.
Yeah.
See what they
say. Want me to call them?
Did Christian, ask Christian. Oh, he's listening now. Did he call them? Right? So let's ask. That's job one. He probably called them. And then the other thing is, would they bring them here? Did he ask them? No,
they won't take them out.
No.
Well, we already.
Do you know that definitely, Meg? How do you know that? Someone asked.
Because the baby wolves are only a month old, so the parents are very protective.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And, the baby tiger cubs are—it's
kind of
like two little
Wolverines. Like my mom until I was 21 years old, very protective.
The wolf pups, by the way, they're like this big. Oh my God, fuzzy.
That's a weird. You're always looking for people's weird.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot with Pimp, but that's one of them.
That's one
little
of the
baby animals.
Little baby animals, yeah.
I want them all.
That's so weird.
Sometimes I'll just like Google image baby, like a certain baby animal, and I'll just go through all the pictures.
We got to put her in a room with a bunch of puppies.
Right.
No, you got to bring her to one of those furry conventions where everybody dresses up like animals.
No! Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, but they would have
They're
to be
boring.
Children dressed as furries.
Right, they'll get in her face.
Little. They got to be little.
Babies.
And then mouth kiss them. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great.
But they
have little kitten.
That's all I want.
Oh, you should have seen Pam's face, how pissed she was when she heard Megan was with the
anger.
Tiger Cubs.
Yeah. Severe anger.
It's like all I ever wanted to do.
It was almost rage.
It was. It was.
It's like not fair. I mean, I talk about it all the time. I want to do these things.
But you got to call them.
You got to call them, though.
Facebook is the same thing as calling. No one calls
anymore.
No, you
got to pick up a phone. You got to pick up a phone.
Talking on the phone is so annoying.
Hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
I do. I have Facebook. And actually, one day, AG and I.
I want to do it also.
Yep.
Yeah.
We reach out to JT about the red pandas.
Yeah.
Remember those? Oh, my God. The red pandas. If you don't know what they look like, just Google red panda right now. They're the cutest thing ever. They had them at the
If you're driving right now, stop the car and Google it.
So we reach out to them and got, you know, they couldn't let us snuggle with those.
Pam's getting a lot of...
Hello.
JT.
Hey.
Hey, it's Chaz from Chaz and AJ. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Did I catch you in the middle of something?
No.
Okay. You sound pissed off. You all right?
Oh, no. I just woke up.
You just what?
What time is it?
Oh, did I just wake you up?
No, that's okay. I need to get up.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
at some point today.
Good morning. You're on Facebook Live with Chaz and AJ.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Pam wants to snuggle with the Tiger Cubs. Possible?
And Wolf Pups.
I don't know. I would have to go through, my higher-ups, but I can see what I can do.
All right. Hold on one second. Meg, what were you doing over there?
We were doing Facebook Live.
But were you petting them? Oh, you weren't allowed to touch them. Oh, okay. Yeah. Can Pam go over and see them?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Look how pissed Pam is.
That should be okay.
Who wants to see them?
I don't want to see them.
I need interaction.
She needs to touch
them. Yeah.
Can you dress up like one then?
That's a great idea. They did that with pandas
he dressed up like one for you. Not you dressed like one for them.
Oh, okay. Because they did that at a zoo somewhere in China or somewhere where a guy dressed up as a panda and he got to go into the panda enclosure with
that
the baby pandas. It was a whole thing.
They also have an overpopulation problem. They don't care if someone gets killed.
I feel like we have done a number of stories like this in Dumbass News.
Yeah, here comes another one.
Yeah. Hey, JT, go back to sleep and act like this was a bad dream.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right, no problem. Right.
We're not here. We're not here.
On the phone.
We're not here.
What if that thing starts mating with you while you're in there? You know what I mean?
It's like a
do that.
You just act like Tom Brady's son. Like
exactly.
Half tiger, half Pam pups that grow out later on. You know what I mean?
Right. Imagine a litter box.
Did you see her face? She actually was looking like that would not be bad.
It would be a good looking baby.
That's
a furry Pam.
Furry Pam.
I already am furry.
It'd be an actual fur baby.
Fur baby.
But if you use the Harry's razor, that wouldn't happen.
Right. Harry's razors. What else? Phil has to apologize to Mamsie and to AJ.
Why Mamsie? I didn't say anything bad about Mamsie. This is what happens.
You hurt her feelings.
Unintentionally.
So sometimes you could be right, hurt someone's feelings, and still should apologize.
I don't think I said anything negative. And I told Mamsie that I loved her when she called in. She called it. I don't feel like I have anything to apologize for. I didn't say anything negative about Mamsie.
All right, Mamsie.
Just that whole picture you mentioned.
Basically, Phil saying, go fuck yourself.
Right. Just you mentioned her grabbing you by both sides of your head and pulling you in like a tractor beam to kiss you on the lips.
That's right.
Might have been, you know, hurtful.
And you were creeped out by it.
She did. I didn't say creeped out by it. I said I was caught off guard.
All right, so did you like it, though? That's what we want to know. Did you enjoy it?
I love Mamsie, and I am very happy that she loves all of us so much.
Did you like the kiss?
I am a little uncomfortable with the mouth kiss, but I give Mamsie a pass because she's having a good night.
See, I encourage her to do that.
Do you kiss people on the lips?
Do I? Yes.
All right.
Yeah, not dudes.
Like
but
who? Like who?
Okay. If I see Kim. Okay. Her. Mamsie.
Perv alert. Perv alert.
No. Mamsie, a kiss on the lips. You mean you say hi more like that? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Quick peck though, not a Tom Brady kiss.
It's interesting. The first one you met, mentioned is Kim from the Traveling.
I was going through Rolodex.
And you were blushing.
Rolodex.
I started,
Rolodex. He's got his little black
dress. I start the K.
K. K is the beginning of the Rolodex.
Well, no, K for kissing.
Yeah.
That's why.
I just happened to pick the hot chick first. Right. I don't know.
Well, you're not going
to
lead off with someone.
K for crush.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Megan, when you greet people, do you kiss them on the lips? No. See, and she made the face. She made the same face.
Like,
yeah, like the bad trip face. Yeah.
No. Did you see the Tom Brady thing? He kissed his son for like 3 hours.
Yeah, like eons.
Yeah, way too long.
Yeah.
And when you hold the back of their head and bring it into you, too, that's weird.
Right.
That's
really good. Plus, you put music on.
No, he didn't do that, but he never sat up either. Like, you're getting a massage, I get it, but like, you can like prop yourself up on one elbow for a little. He didn't even do that. He made his kid bend all the way over to kiss him for an uncomfortable amount of time.
Yeah. Mississippi's right there.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Bizarre.
The line of scrimmage right there.
I don't mind a peck, but that was weird.
That was
when your
weird.
Kid's young and they come up to you and kiss you, and if they hit you in the lips or something, they're like,
that's fine.
When they're young
and they're cute,
they don't know what they're doing, kind of thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, when the kid's 11 years old,
yeah,
and you're laying shirtless on the floor.
All right, Super Bowl picks. AJ?
Eagles.
Phil?
I just don't think the Eagles can do it. I'm going to say Patriots, I'll say 23-13.
I just said Eagles, no score.
I didn't realize.
Megan? Patriots. Dave?
I always pick the wrong team. I always lose on Super Bowl.
These are the Jets.
So I want the Patriots to win. So I'm gonna predict the Eagles just so that
so
I'm gonna
Patriots
bet on the Eagles so that the Patriots win. That's what's gonna happen. Wherever my money goes, it goes the opposite way. So
Pam?
I want the Eagles to win, but I have a feeling the Pats are going to win.
Mm. I'm going to go with the Patriots, and I want the Patriots to win only because the Eagles fans are such douchebags. And I don't mean you guys that are watching and listening.
But, you know, I do.
Yeah, we don't know. Maybe they
Phil
are.
Phil wants more people to apologize to.
I'm a Giants fan. Forget it. Yeah. Forget it. Everybody's a loser there.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when you puke at an 8-year-old because they're wearing an opposing team's jersey.
Well, like, try by fire.
Yeah. Screw you.
And then don't kiss the 8-year-old in the mouth after.
See, that'd be a good video. All right, that's the Week in Review podcast. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see you back here Monday. Lots of stuff from all over the country. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
What were you just doing?
What do you mean? With you. Oh, it's a thing I do now.
Well, she's smiling.
I've been doing this lately. I don't realize I do it. I just put my necklace on my nose.
But then she takes her hand and smushes her nose down.
You do this anyway.
In the wintertime, when you smell the inside of your nose, it smells so not weird. I don't know.
People can't see it. The microphone's blocking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a little thing that I do where I just constantly
you smell the inside of your nose.
And guys,
it's like a weird thing that I've always been doing.
How do you smell the inside of your nose?
You just go like this.
Oh, breathing.
I don't smell anything.
It doesn't smell like really anything.
If I had a zoo, I wouldn't let her anywhere near my animals. I'm just saying.
This is why.
I'm going to get in there. I will get in there. I know it.
Comedian Dave Riley and AJ, Saturday, February 3rd, at someplace in Hartford.
Hartford.
Hartford Liquor.
Flavor Company.
Flavor Company.
DaveRiley.com.
All right, DaveRiley.com. We're linked up at Chaz and AJ in the morning.com. Meg's back there. Thank you. Have a great week.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.